Welcome to On the Frontline, the Safety Learning and Operations Podcast. My name is Dr. Gina Anderson, and I am the CEO and co-founder of Luma Brighter Learning. Luma helps the transportation and logistics industry save lives through our award-winning connected learning platform because we believe that we are connected, and when you are, you can reduce risk, spark change, and learn with purpose. And that is why we are celebrating the people designing better outcomes for those who move our industries. Stick around to the end of the show and we'll reveal how you could be our next guest to be celebrated in about 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go. Thank you everyone for joining my On the Frontline podcast today. I am so honored and I'm so blessed to be joined by Ed Nagel, who is the CEO of Nagel Companies. He is the most incredible leader. His company is incredible. If you don't know him, today you're going to learn a little bit more about Ed. Ed, thank you so much for joining me today. Can you share with the audience what leading from the front line means to you?
Well, thank you, Gina, and thank you for those very kind words. Leading from the front to me is really lead by example, but it starts at the foundation of dignity and respect. And so by respecting people and treating them with that dignity, you care about them. And so we really focus on bringing in, you know, employees, which we consider family, individuals who are committed to, hard work, because trucking is a hard work industry. It's not something where you punch in at 7, leave at 3. It's really an embracing, all-encompassing environment. And so when you treat people that way and you are invested in people, it's really our goal to help people develop to their greatest potential. And, you know, because if they are at their greatest potential, they're contributing more to our company. And the success of our company is really predicated on all of the people that we have working here. By taking care of the people, investing in them, helping them, what people love to learn, it really motivates people when they know that they're doing a better job and they take pride and ownership in what they do.
Absolutely. Learning is the seed of life. And I know Nagel Companies, that's what you do there. You invest in your people. You invest in your vendors. I mean, I feel it. I feel the care that you give and you've given to this industry. And I appreciate that. And I know so many people do. What do you think leading from the front line teaches us about humanity, Ed?
Well, again, you know, the basic principles in life, I'm a devout Christian, and so really it's about doing what's right all the time, even when it's more difficult. But, you know, having that moral compass about what's right, wrong, what's inappropriate, whatever, again, it's all based on dignity and respect. So that's really by helping people that way and hiring people that way, it has created a wonderful atmosphere here.
Yeah, absolutely. Has there been a time at Nagel Companies that innovation emerged from an unexpected place?
The first time I got a cell phone?
I love that. Me too, Ed. Me too. And I was resistant, I'll be honest.
Well, I'll tell you a quick story because I know it'll get edited out. But when my parents worked here, they put a cell phone in my car. Uh-huh. And I was so upset because that 20-minute ride to and from work was the only peace of mind I had. And because I got calls all the time at night, all the time during the day, and I no longer had that decompression time.
I know.
But in terms of any technologies or anything that has come up unexpectedly, I think that because we spend so much time and effort in staying really focused and committed to our industry, we're always attending different conferences. We have a strong relationship with our vendors. They're really more than just vendors. They are really a consultative or advisory role with us because we can't know everything about everything. So as these new technologies are emerging, they help guide us because they understand our operation, what would benefit us. But really so much of technology, yes, but it's really processes. Mm-hmm. And as we are always focused on continually improving, we try to make sure that, you know, little things are taken out and make people's jobs easier.
Absolutely. I love that. Thank you for your story. It's so incredible to hear, because we all have stories, and I can tell that the story of you and your company and the legacy that you've left is going to leave an impact well beyond your role at the organization. So what do you hope is left behind when you leave Nagel Companies? What is your legacy going to be? What do you want people to remember?
Well, for all of our customers, that we always provided exceptional service. That is so crucial to us. And we always want to be remembered as somebody who has provided the best. In terms of our community, we're involved in our community. We invest heavily in them through various activities. And so really helping those people make a difference in other people's lives, either by taking care of people who are less fortunate or providing safer environments. So anything that we can do to better people's situations, we do. And for the employees who have worked here, hopefully I'm remembered as I was a good and fair person, that I cared, that I truly took a genuine interest in them as a person and as a human being. So if I can be remembered that way, life is golden.
Well, I'm certainly going to remember you. I mean, for those things. And I just got introduced to you a short time ago. And one of the things that I've really appreciated from my short time with you so far is I could tell, even though, Ed, you were up, you know, leading the refrigerated group, that you didn't expect the spotlight. You know, and I just want to honor individuals with that type of leadership, because you move the mountains just the same, even though you don't expect the spotlight and you might not be the loudest voice in the room and you're not chasing applause, but you continue to show up for us in the industry time and time again. So I actually created the Pelican Award for people to come who come on my show, and you'll get one mailed to you. I'll have to get your address and we'll put your name on here. But I created this to honor quiet heroes, people who lead with the heart, who carry the weight of others without asking anything in return. And I chose the Pelican Ed for a reason, because I was in Charleston and I was observing them, and I noticed something really interesting, that they really go in community and they really strive not for isolation, but for connection. And so I wanted the Pelican to give to represent teamwork, social bonds, and the balance that you give between giving and receiving. So today I want to give you this because you embody all of these traits. You lift people higher and you see the strength in others. I mean, this entire podcast just shows the goodness and the love that you give without ego. You don't lead not from the front, but from the community within. And so today I really appreciate your impact, because I know your impact, Ed, is lasting. And I know it's personal, and I know that it's powerful. So I want to give this to you, and for the community that you built at Nagel Companies. And so leave us today and share with everyone how they can get a hold of you, how they can learn more about your company. And goodness, if I were a customer, I would come and I would buy your service. So tell us how we can do that, please.
Well, we're at nagelcompanies.com, and that's Nagel, N-A-G-L-E. And we are very proud of what we built here. We have a tremendous team of individuals. We truly care about all of our customers. It's about relationships. It's not about values. It's not about profits, trying to do whatever. It's when I get a call from ABC Company to do something, it's not because ABC Company called. It's because Jack Smith needed something taken care of. We really try to focus that and with everybody here.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Ed, for joining me today. If you don't know Ed or Nagel Companies, please be sure to reach out. I'll post all the resources about them. Reach out to them for services or just for advice. Thank you, everyone, for joining me today.
Dr. Gina Anderson here. Thank you so much for listening to On the Frontline, the Safety Learning and Operations Podcast. If you are a successful director, VP, or C-level executive, and you're solving some of the toughest challenges in training, engagement, and risk reduction, we would love to have you on this show. Please visit podcast@learningwithgina.com and apply to be a guest. If you got something out of this interview, would you share the episode for me on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend, or just post it on your social media channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media and let them know about the show. And use the hashtag on the front line. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. It means so much to me. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content, so make sure you don't miss an episode and go ahead and hit subscribe if you like it. Your thumbs up, ratings, and review go a long way to help promote my show, and it means a lot to me and my team. You want to know more? Go to our website, learningwithgina.com or lumabrighterlearning.com, and follow me on LinkedIn and Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.